This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
And there's only one thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will. And it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism. Well, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, are you answering the call of being an exceptional American out there right now, trying to prevent the totalitarians from taking over our country and destroying the world? That's their dream, by the way. Depopulate the planet, anyone? Just a few things that are happening right now. Out there in the mindset of the totalitarians, yeah. Depopulating the planet. I mean, you know, to the totalitarians, the Agenda 21 people out there in the United Nations, you know, we're not sustainable at 7 billion people on the planet. So therefore, we must reduce the number of people on the planet to about a billion, maybe less. Now, I don't know about you, but I want to be one of those billion that survive, right? who doesn't? But don't you just love the notion that a few people, relative to the billion, maybe less than one millionth of a percent of the population, is determining what outcome it's going to be for you and your family? Think about that. And you have no choice in this, of course. That's the way totalitarianism works. And if your state and local officials have jumped all in on the Agenda 21 bandwagon, United Nations Agenda 21, the 21st century plan for you, then you need to stop them, and you need to become that exceptional American that you know you are, and stand up and step up against them. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. We're talking about Oroville Dam, of course. Any updates, we're going to bring you on that. We're waiting for Chris Street to join us here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to be talking about the pension plans and problems that Moody's has now made very, very apparent about the California pension system, which is bankrupt. Just like the state is bankrupt, and with a bankrupt governor who's been stealing money from various programs, well, infrastructure programs in particular, to do what? For social justice programs, illegal immigration and the like, which is quite suited for Jerry Brown. A four-term governor in a two-term governor state. Now, go figure. How does that work? I mean, we got to do a little bit of gut check in California on this, because the Constitution clearly states only two terms for governor. Everybody has a term limit except Jerry Brown. And look what he's brought us. Amazing stuff going on, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely amazing stuff. And we're here to drive it home for you about what is truly going on. Okay. Couple of things going on. I'm going to slip into some drudge and some things that are happening. I'm going to go down some of the overhaul here for you of the information on Drudge. You know, it's kind of interesting. Drudge is an interesting website, and those of you who have never been to Drudge, and I know I say this because I still have listeners never been to Drudge. Drudge Report, not Drudge Retort. That's two different things. Drudge Report, and it'll say report, but when you go to Drudge Retort, it looks just like Drudge Report, except they've got retort instead of report. Just a little eye-opener for you. But this is what's happening on Drudge right now, so to kind of give you the global aspect of what's happening in this segment. It says here a couple of things. O'Keefe, James O'Keefe, who I've met, James O'Keefe targets CNN and is set to release hundreds of hours of newsroom footage. Now, I wonder what O'Keefe is going to be doing about CNN. Are they outing CNN, the communist news network? And by the way, CNN, the communist cable news network, I guess you'd say, is very much communist, in my opinion. When you hire people, a known communist, a very well-known communist by the name of Van Jones to be one of your major social commentators, then you know you've slipped into communism. This has been going on for years. We've been saying this. MSNBC Brzezinski, our job to control exactly what people think. Now, it's kind of interesting, but her dad, Zbigniew Brzezinski, I guess I can't say his name right, member of the Trilaterals. Patrick Wood brought that out. Her dad. So it's just kind of, you know, that's a totalitarian organization, of course. This is the group that was the predecessor in the 1970s to the One World Order folks. So her dad's way into the One World Order notion, and so is she. This is Brzezinski. Our job to control exactly what people think. MTV news reporter admits joining Trump protests. It's interesting about MTV, and I want to make this little comment. Look forward to MTV joining in on conservative news and information by the alternative media. Look at that. That will happen. I predict MTV is going to go that route. That's going to be a huge game changer for the millennials. And because here's the deal. This is what we find with the media types that are out there in the mainstream media. Okay, this is what we find, and you talk to them and so on. First of all, they just don't get what's going on in the world because they have their own global view of the world, and they're oftentimes non-thinkers, and they're non-listeners. They hear things, but they don't listen. Now, listening is a completely different skill from hearing, because when you're listening, you're taking in information, and you're processing it. And you're putting it, you know, you're analyzing, you're synthesizing, you're doing all the things that a listener would do. If somebody hears something, it's like hearing a noise. Oh yeah, the tree did fall in the forest and no one was there. I heard it. Or you can say you can hear it, but you didn't hear it, but you know that there's sound there, right? I mean, you can logically look at it that. Oh yeah, I saw that tree falling off in the distance in the forest, so therefore I heard it. That's that kind of logic, but. To listen is a different thing. And I think that what's going to be happening with the millennials is that people in the mainstream media that are savvy enough are going to start to listen to us conservatives in the alternative media, because here's the deal. The alternative media is just stomping it on the mainstream media right now. We're exploding on Agenda 21 Radio, and we're happy about that. We're proud. Keep it going. But it's because we're truth tellers. We actually fact check what we say on the radio before we go out and say it. What a concept. And we listen to you. We listen to the circumstances. We listen to what's really truly going on. Whereas in the mainstream media, all they do is hear. And, you know, it goes like rock music. All you do is hear it. You don't think about it. You like the rhythm. You like the way it goes. Of course, you don't listen to the messages and some of that. To people, their thinkers put the messages into, of course, change their minds and so on. But my point is this. You can start to look for some of these news outlets or some of these outlets for social change, if you will, like MSNBC. No, they won't change. They aren't going to change. However, if you got MTV, the individuals there are a little bit more malleable, and they're going to wonder, why are people not listening to us anymore? And they're going to start to think, well, maybe it's because they've got another alternative media going on out there. Let's join in and let's, you know, become the fad again, if you will. So look for MTV and other media outlets such as that to start joining the bandwagon of the alternative media. See, because MTV has always thought of themselves as the real, true, all alternative media. Remember, you know, the MTV thing when it first came out? Maybe some of you youngers don't remember this. But this was something, I think it came out cable in the 80s. You know, you look back at the 80s and the generation of the 80s and all this other stuff, and which I was a part of course. MTV was a big deal. Cable news was a big deal. Cable satellite communication for television was a major deal. In fact, it was one of the major deals that brought down communism, the collapse of communism, because people were finding out the truth about what was going on, and they realized they were being lied to by the totalitarians in charge. Sound familiar? That's because it's been here before. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill retail pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio, and visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and my email is paul@a21r.com, and with us right now is Chris Street. And Chris, articles that are appearing in Breitbart that you've written, you're a prolific writer for Breitbart. Pension situation going on with Moody's. It just never seems to end for California at this point in time, and especially what... You know, it's the old Margaret Thatcher thing. When you start, socialism's great until you start running out of other people's money. I think we're starting to get to that point in California, aren't we?
Well, we're probably beyond that point, Paul.
Remember, the good news is we're beyond that point.
Jerry Brown estimated that this year's budget would be $1.6 billion to actually $2.6 billion upside down. Now, that was before the... CalPERS and CalSTRS reduced their earnings estimate from 7.75% both to 7%. Now, the beauty of a public employee pension plan is I can pretend that I'm going to make these enormously high rates of return compounded every year for the next 30 years without a loss. And if I have that, am I able to use that number, I can make very, very small my contribution to the pension plan because, after all, I'm going to earn so much money in my investments. And, you know, maybe I can spike my pensions too. So the combination of California playing this game, and even though they're using this ridiculously low number, their own internal numbers said that the funding status of the pension plan dropped from 101% in 2000 to about 73% at the end of 2016. Now, that was before you start changing these numbers. By reducing the estimated annual earnings compounded number, California finds itself having to increase pension contributions by about 25%. You know, and we're not talking little numbers here. We're talking billions of dollars.
Well, you know, this kind of harkens back to many, many years ago, Chris, 7 or 8 years ago when we were talking about California, Jerry Brown. Well, Jerry Brown first got on board, so that was in 2010 or 11-ish, and predictions for the budget at the time. And they were saying that the California state budget was going to be not have a shortfall. And I remember we were talking about how can that be, and really we were talking about the shortfall at the time in real numbers to be around $10 to $12 billion. Are we seeing a shortfall in that range again for the state budget?
Well, it's hard to say, Paul, because we're these are funny numbers.
Yeah, right.
Accounting isn't a funny business, but if I put funny numbers in, I'll get funny accounting, right?
Right, right.
So. It's the assumptions. Don't you love that word? Assumptions. You know, you can take sort of it's an assumption when you play Russian roulette.
Right.
You know, every once in a while, what you assume doesn't turn out too good. I mean, it's a catastrophic game. And when you look at California, you basically balance the budget between 2010 and 2013 by strangling money spent on infrastructure. Worse than strangling money spent on infrastructure, you converted $4.6 billion in the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act from floods and levees, from flood control and levee, into the choo-choo train.
Oh, yeah, so, the great train. So the great train robbery, we call it.
Right. The only infrastructure California is building is the choo-choo. And the beauty about the choo-choo is that it's union jobs forever. Now, the fact that the entire railroad industry essentially went bankrupt and out of business because of feather bedding and other kinds of, you know, union and labor games played, eventually the government bought it, you know, in the form of Amtrak, and it's still bankrupt. Cost the Treasury every year, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars. You know, this game is not new. You know, fortunately for the people in Washington, you know, United States has been that productive, but we've turned around and played the globalism game, which is great for politicians and crony capitalists, not so good for the people and not so good for the tax revenue coming into the Treasury. So this game of putting it off and having fun with somebody else's money, other people's money, is pretty much coming to a close. Now, maybe Jerry Brown gets out, you know, before this thing crashes, but we're talking about a very difficult situation here.
Well, you know, of course, I think Jerry, shouldn't call you Gary. We're just having Brown day.
Call me Gary. You can call me Fred.
That's right.
Call me anything but the governor of California.
That's my point. This is exactly my point. He just can't wait to get out of office at this point.
He doesn't want to be on TV right now so bad.
And, you know, this is exactly what your comment is so true. He's out of sight. He's totally out of sight. He's hunkered down. He's turned into Jimmy Carter in the White House during the Iran hostage-taking incident. He's bunkered down. He's not going to show his bright, shiny head anywhere. He's just not going to do it.
It's kind of like whack-a-mole.
Yeah.
If you stick your head up, bam.
Jerry's afraid. Jerry's afraid. The cowardice is just amazing. Of course, having the cowardice behavior isn't going to help people out. Is it Chris, do you think?
I don't know if he's – I wouldn't say if he's a coward. I would say he's a realist. He knows the game he played. You know, if Oroville Dam, you know, let loose, you're talking about 2.5 million people being influenced. You know, potentially, you know, 7,000-8,000 deaths. You know, something
more than that.
Bigger than 9/11.
If we have something that happens again like they had on the 12th, with the evacuation, it's going to be way more than that. You evacuated 180. You know what I'm saying. I know.
My call is you'd have somewhere around 7,000 to 10,000 deaths. Doesn't mean wouldn't have a bunch of people hurt. And, you know, they'd be on top of roofs. They'd be
a lot of people dying.
But you know, put in perspective, you know, Pearl Harbor was 3,000 deaths.
Right.
This would make Pearl Harbor look like, you know,
it really doesn't look good for Jerry because he signed, he approved and authorized $250 million to be spent from Prop 1 funds to destroy or breach four dams along the Klamath River.
I wrote about that, Paul. While they were talking about all the dangers at Lake Oroville, nobody was talking that it actually flooded on the Klamath. The Klamath has seven dams, and the Klamath was the first dam system in California because it killed so many dam people every year, especially, you know, it's logging communities
right.
And Eureka and all that area. But it would regularly kill people. So they actually, the first dams in California, the first dam system in California was on the Klamath. And it was a big project and most people called it a great success. But, you know, in the new scheme of things, in global warming, we're not going to have the same amount of rainfall because, you know, our betters have told us that it's not going to rain anymore, that the temperature is going to rise because of course, you know, this problem in the cosmic rays unable to get through. And, you know, we're basically going to be hot and dry. I don't see anything hot and dry right now.
No. And, you know, again, it's kind of interesting, but, former Assemblyman Tim Donnelly wrote an article that came out in Breitbart about, I'm sure you saw it, or I don't know if you've seen it yet,
yes,
about Scientific American coming out and blaming it on global warming, just as we predicted they would start doing, because they have to have some sort of out. But, you know, one of the things I made the point of in the first hour of the show today is that, you know, where was the global warming argument back in 1861 and 1862, which by far was a greater flooding incident than what we've had here?
Don't talk about racism, Paul. I know you're going to break this.
Anyway, stay with us. We got a break coming up. More Chris Street. We're going to be talking about the pension plans and more here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20-milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
We will face challenges. We will confront hardships, but we will get the job done.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time to battle with all present at the Agenda 21 show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And with us is Chris Street. We're talking about a wide range of items. He's written another article for Breitbart that talks about the pensions and the problems that we're having with the pension system. It's a big problem. And Moody's downgrade. I guess, what is the rating that Moody's has given us that has caused this big stir now, Chris?
Well, California has AA2, which is just barely AA. But remember, California already adjusted its pension expectations for earnings in the future down from 7.75% for both the big CalPERS, Public Employees Retirement System, and CalSTRS, the teacher system. It's the rest of the states in the United States that are using generally about 7.92%. And as I said, for every 1 point reduction in expected earnings, you have to increase contributions by about 25%. So all these cities and states around the country are cruising for a bruising.
Well, the bottom line is they're going to. When you say contributions, you're talking about their members having to pony up more money.
Well, you know, let's hope it's the members, but normally it's the. Half of it goes to the members, half of it goes to the sponsor, in this case, the employer. So these are games that are very, very difficult. You know, public employees today basically have a system that is going to have less than zero. If you started working in as a public employee today, you'd have a pension reserve that's less than zero. That means the current money in the pension plan is going to be 100% taken up by retirees and people that will retire before you retire. So if I'm working in if I start a career in government today, I really should expect to get nothing, even though I'll be contributing tremendously during that time. It's that insolvent.
Jeez, that's amazing. So what's the projection for the next, say, 5 years for these for PERS and CERS?
Act of God.
Oh, no. That's the.
I mean, it. What you could solve this tomorrow, either by cutting wages or cutting benefits, both of which are very, very difficult. It's very difficult for the people coming in today to get their wages cut to pay for a bunch of folks that rig the system with their unions, to spike the benefits. So you're going to have people working in the same job. Let's say if you're retiring today, with $75,000, this person working in the same job is probably going to retire with something around $35,000. You don't think that's going to get attention?
Well, yeah.
And PERS thing was that that public employees, when they retire, they die quickly because it's so much stress not working, right?
Well, there's something to that. I really believe that.
Well, I want to give you the numbers, Paul.
Okay. Well, I knew you'd had numbers behind it. I'd like to hear this.
If you retire a public employee at the age 55 with a pension for the rest of your life and health care, on average, you'll live 4 years longer than taxpayers. Not shorter, longer. I understand it's a stress, very difficult to stay home and watch TV. But that's just the way it is.
So
healthy.
So what you're saying is that people retire in these Calisters and PERS, they die quicker. Is that what you're saying?
No, they die slower.
They die slower. They die slower.
The old wives' tale that that stopping work will kill you. It may make you miserable and put you on Zoloft, but it doesn't kill you. And especially these people are retiring in their 50s. You can retire at 55.
Right.
Age 50 if you're in safety. So, these people go on to have other careers and other lives, and they just, it's not their fault that they're, absolutely, stealing from the people who are working in government right now. If I'm a person working in government, it's not the taxpayer that's being screwed the most. It's the people who are working in government, because I can guarantee you they are going to get their pension slashed. This happened with the Teamsters, Central States Pension Plan. They got their pension cut by 57%. So wow. Don't tell me that you can't have pensions cut in America.
Well, now, this is going to be problematic, because what you're saying here is that somebody has got to pony up the money, and it's going to be the employer, the government. And for government jobs in this case, and also the employee.
Right, but in the state that's the most taxed state in the country, it's very difficult to raise taxes in California. And with Moody's saying they're starting to tighten up on this pension issue, you're about to see a tremendous number of downgrades, and downgrades mean higher interest rates. Higher interest rates means less opportunity to borrow.
Well, sure.
So you are in a situation where essentially government is on its own. Now, if Oroville Dam had let loose, that's a state of California dam. You might be able to ask for some emergency money from Homeland Security. And you know what kind of money you get? You get tents and blankets and food and transportation. You don't get a new dam. That's on the nickel of California. Now, you can get Trump to fund it, support Congress funding it, as long as you're willing to basically, you know, be in handcuffs as Democrats for the next 20 years. So one way or the other, there's a reckoning here.
Now, let's talk for a second here, because you mentioned the Democrats in handcuffs. He's a little hyperbole there going on, but we're talking from a political standpoint. What will this do to, and what do you see happening to the Democratic Party in California? Because we have a monoparty right now, super majorities in both Assembly and in the Senate. And, of course, Jerry Brown, who's governing just on the fringe of communism. What do you see going on for Democrats moving forward in California?
They own it. They own the upside and they own the downside. And the risk here is that you've so robbed Peter that you're now going to have to pay Paul in a big way, Peter needs a lot of money. You need to start putting probably somewhere in the area of $6 to $7 billion a year minimum into infrastructure. Now, California is a big state, but the entire payroll and benefits for California is $10 billion. So essentially, you know, you need to hire another workforce in California, to just repair the infrastructure. And this needs to go on for at least 10 to 20 years. I mean, this is crisis time, you know, when you've already spent all the crisis money.
Well, and that brings up a really interesting argument about what Jerry Brown's been up to. And I'm going to go back to the breaching of the dams in the Klamath, which is really so stupid, because when you breach a dam, you let all the pollutants behind the dam and just destroy the ecosystem all throughout the river there in the Klamath. But he's allocated $250 million from the Prop 1 money. And I think this is just outrageous. But it also begs the other question, why, if he had has the motivation to breach dams, not put up dams, such as what we saw in Auburn, and now the lack of money that he has put forth to repairing a known problem and creating this crisis that we have, really, in my opinion, by his malfeasance and mismanagement of money, what is his agenda? And again, we have to wait. We've got the music coming up. We need to wait, Chris, when we've got the music coming up right now. And we're going to come back and see if we can't get Chris to answer maybe a little bit of that. What his thinking is about Jerry Brown and what he's trying to do. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com, and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
And we're back on Agenda 21 Radio with Chris Street. And Chris, we're posing the question to you. What in the world is Jerry Brown thinking? He's got allocated $250 million to breach dams and destroy them on along the Klamath. You've got no funding on his part, not even any effort to armor and fix the problems that were with the state dam in Oroville. And cause this crisis that we have today because of the lack of funding for the infrastructure there. And it, clearly the case has been made by everybody that the problems with Oroville, which led to the crisis we have today, which is the possible destruction of the dam, were clearly known to him, yet he failed to fund it. So he's preventing dams from being built. We know that. He has a history of doing that, like in the up in the Auburn Ravine there. What is this man thinking as governor? When he does, and is he more in tune to the social justice programs of more immigrants, illegal immigrants, the bullet train, as opposed to saving lives in the dam? What's his thinking?
He's farming Democrat voters, Paul, by bringing in illegal aliens and HB1s and everything else. You're essentially changing the character of California to change the voter base. And they've successfully been doing that. You know, this is a good investment if you've been a Democrat, if you do simple arithmetic. The problem with simple arithmetic is that, you know, that the earth isn't a simple place. You know, if you do this and you fail to fund that, that eventually destroys you in the real world. But it's been a lot of fun. They've spent all kinds of money. Jerry's been able to be the environmental president. You got to go to Paris and be a serious player in Paris, basically by sacrificing the infrastructure and risking the deaths of thousands, tens of thousands of Californians.
I mean, that's really what they've done. And of course, I'm one of those Californians where my life is at risk if the dam breaks. Because I'm sort of at the center of all this in Yuba City, California, where we're broadcasting from our studios here. And, Chris, this is, this to me is just almost the mind of a megalomaniac in a sense. When he knows full well the potential here, yet he's still, of course, right now we've got him hiding under his desk in the state capitol someplace, whatever desk that might be. He might be sitting in Kevin De Leon's office for all we know right now. But the matter is really one, I think, of enormous proportions for the state and also the nation, because if this dam does go, the consequences are huge and loss of life could be enormous. But
I wouldn't explain it that way. If Jerry Brown thought he could take you out, being his biggest critic and having the show, which is now top 50 in the country, I think he'd just like to let the dam go just to take you out.
Yeah, well,
you folks may not know, but Paul actually lives sort of north of Sacramento in a what used to be a floodplain to some degree of California that can be impacted by the flow of the Feather River. And, of course, the Feather River is dammed. There are 9 dams north of Lake Oroville, and then there's the big Oroville Dam, which is the tallest dam in the United States. Now, nobody's talking about those 9 dams that are north, really east of Lake Oroville. And those dams are supposed to be like speed bumps. as the water comes down. But they've actually been closed over the last week and a half. And the secret to Lake Oroville draining is that they've shut off the dams above it and basically flooded, you know, lots of Plumas County. So, Paul, don't tell Jerry Brown he can get you with the flood. But back to the real story here, folks. You know, this has been a fun game. Jerry Brown, you know, was essentially frog marched out of, you know, the governor's office for making a tremendous mess in the 70s. You know, all of the things he started, you know, is the reason that today California is the poverty capital of the United States. I want to repeat that. The poverty capital of the United States. There's nothing golden to the 17% of Californians that live below the poverty line. Now, a good number of those, you know, are really illegal aliens who found some way to tap the system. And in fact, if you go to Alvera Street in downtown Los Angeles, you know, my kids used to go there to get fake driver's license. They'll give you any really good looking fake documents. And the whole deal is California, if they see any kind of fake document, will say that's fake citizen, you know, give you Medicaid, give you welfare. And as you sign up for your driver's license, remember that driver's license? They give you an application to sign up as a voter. So, you know, this has been a great game. It's just now becoming a dangerous game. And Jerry Brown must be trembling in his boots, because if he kills 10,000 people, then there's going to be investigations. And those investigations could clearly be criminal.
Yeah, that's the thing that I think that I've been actually positing this on the radio shows we've gone. And again, I'm not the district attorneys or anything like that, but it sure seems to me that some of the stuff that we're seeing and have been seeing with the abuse of funds and the misappropriation of funds cannot be legal. And this is where I think that Jerry could find himself in some serious trouble, especially now, because I know the anger, because I've talked to law enforcement and some district attorney people types. I'm not going to say who, what, where, when, and how, of course. They're not happy campers at all with what they're seeing with Jerry Brown. And, of course, this whole thing in Oroville up here in Northern California with counties here, could he be subject to a prosecution of some sort from these counties for his malfeasance?
Well, Paul, let's put this in perspective. We are now February 22nd. February 22nd. I want to repeat that a third time. February 22nd. The peak of, you know, water flows into the flood control system and levees is usually late May or June. We are not just having historic rains. We are having spectacularly different historic rains, because every major dam system is absolutely filled right now. You had to run the spillway for the first time in 46 years.
Right.
At Don Pedro on the Tuolumne River.
That's another issue. Hey, Chris, hang on. We got the music coming up. We're going to come back with Chris Tate and finish this hour off. And, wow, the possibilities are endless for Jerry Brown. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com, and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is your day. This is your celebration. And this, the United States of America, is your country.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. With us is Chris Street. And Chris, what's up next? We've got about a minute here. What's up next for your writing, and where you're going to be going on this story with Orville?
The next big story is the budget and the cost to California. You've got portions of San Jose flooded. You know, none of this is going to get you a little bit of money and blankets and Homeland Security and, you know, some kind of intervention by the federal government. But California owns probably something around $20 to $30 billion in infrastructure damage right now.
Oh, yeah.
And we've got the rest of the year to go.
Yeah, you see, ladies and gentlemen, we forget that this damage that's happening right now has got to be paid for by the city of California. Where are we going to get that money after Jerry Brown has hustled off so much of the money and used it for his own social programs, which has been very, very destructive to California? Okay, Chris, how can we get a hold of you?
You can always get me at Breitbart California. I have 2 to 3 articles a day. You're doing great, Paul. I want to congratulate you on being top 50, and now you need to be top 10.
Well, we will. We will. Our listeners are helping us out. I'm looking at the Talk Stream Live right now. We're in the top 10. Actually, we're number 8 and 10 on the two scales there, so we're pretty high up. So I really appreciate it. Thanks, Chris, for being with us on Agenda 21 Radio.
Thanks, Paul.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, wow. All I can say is amazing stuff happening here on Agenda 21 Radio, and we're very, very happy to be in the top 50. Like Chris said, we will make it to the top 10 sooner or later. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website. This podcast will be put up on Agenda 21 Radio Podcast. We're going to be on John B. Wells, I guess, here shortly. It just never ends here on Agenda 21 Radio. And visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and you can email me paul@agenda21radio.news or paul@a21r.com. and remember, like I say at this time of the radio show, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our